than advertising.
Mm-hmm. So the only thing you actually belonged to during those first 5 years was the synagogue.
Yes.
Do you remember what year you joined the Workman's Circle?
1908.
And you came over here?
5.
5. 6, 7, 8. So it was during the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity? Particularly, well, the Workman's Circle gave charity.
Oh, yes.
Any other groups that you belonged to? Did you have any pishkas in your house to give to save money?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when they approached you, did people come for you for, you know, for different...
On a door, I'd like to say, yes.
Okay. All right. You say you worked 16 hours a day.
Sometimes, 16 hours.
Yeah. When you wanted to go out, though, you wanted time off to take a little relaxation. Where did you go to have a good time?
I never go.
Well, you said you went...
Changed to go.
Yeah. Well, you went sometimes to the theater, you said, and to lectures. Did you ever use the Ikes, the Irving Kaufman Settlement?
No.
You never did?
No. Yes, I use it for certain things, not for lectures.
No, I mean, well, what did you use it for? Did you go...
We used to go take a shower there.
Yeah. Did you ever go to the dances there and things like that?
No.
No, just to take a shower? Did you play ball or anything like that?
No.
Yeah. Did you go out with friends, boyfriends and girlfriends? No.
That was the only girl
you ever went with. Okay. Did you have a chance to participate in any sports of any sort at this time? Did you go swimming, or did you ever play basketball, or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Did you know anything about the YMCA? Did you ever go there?
They never go there.
The railroad had a YMCA.
Yeah, but I never bothered with it.
You never bothered with it. How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh, Mr. Dizendorf?
I didn't meet the people.
You just worked?
I tell you, I was working, I was tied up in that work. Right?
Relatives.
You had relatives here?
Oh, yes, I had relatives here.
Yeah. Did you see them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, did you go visiting with them or go out with them or anything?
Yeah, visited them. I'm sure I had cousins.
Uh-huh. Outside of relatives, did you have any friends that weren't relatives?
I had a few friends. Uh-huh. Well, I was working with.
Uh-huh. Did any of these first friends remain lasting friends with you for the rest of your life?
So long till they live, somehow.
Yeah, but I mean they remain friends.
Yeah.
I see. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. On work, just on at work, or did you see them socially?
No, you never saw anybody.
Not socially, but at work, I never.
You just worked with Gentile people.
Yeah.
You had family here in Pittsburgh, you say, relatives?
I had.
You had one brother.
One brother and a few cousins.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Rubenstein's wife is my cousin.
Yeah.
Belle.
Oh, is she? Uh-huh. Were you close with them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Did you celebrate Seder with your family?
Oh, yes.
With your brother or with your cousins?
Not with the cousin, but my brother.
Yeah. Was your brother married during those first months?
Yeah.
He got married right after you came here? Or?
He got married after he came here out of it. He
right.
got married.
He got married.
When I came in, he got married.
I see. Did you live with him or did you live by yourself?
I lived with him.
You lived with your brother until you got married?
Yeah.
I see. And he lived
with him? Not till I got married. I lived with different people till I got married.
How long did you live with your brother?
Oh, a few years.
Just a few years. Okay. during those first 5 years, did you keep in touch with the people in Europe?
In Europe? Well, we did, but the, like pretty soon did, I don't remember exactly what I did. We were writing letters to a sister of mine.
To your sister?
Yeah.
I see. Are you an American citizen, Mr. Dizzy?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you get your citizenship? You take out first paper, second
first
paper?
First paper and second paper.
You don't remember when, do you?
Yeah, it's a, 1911, is it? 1911.
When did you first vote? What year did you first vote?
I don't remember.
Well, you took your first papers out in 1911?
No, second papers in 1911, is that right?
So second. Did you vote that year?
I believe I don't remember, but I did, I believe.
You did. Well, I'll put down 1912. That's close enough. What party did you belong to, do you remember?
First, I belonged to once the Republican, and then I changed around for
First for Republican Democrat. And then Democrat. How come you changed?
I had a friend of ours in Ambridge, runs for what do you call it?
Council.
It was with the tax collector.
And so he was a Democrat.
I was a Republican.
Oh, he was a Republican.
He changed for Democrat.
He changed for Democrat. Oh, you were a Republican, but he was a Democrat, so you changed.
No.
No.
I don't know where he was, but time to time.
Were you ever active in that party?
No.
No. Okay. When did you first meet your wife, and how did you meet her?
I don't remember the date here, Mama. I don't remember the year.
In 1990, we were married in 1990.
How did you meet your wife?
Through her sister, was.
Through her sister?
Her sister.
How did you know her sister?
We used to go to her sister. She, my, as I explained, my, I can explain between the...
sort of a close relationship.
Yeah, she used to, comes in a holiday, and she used to go to her sister, and I know their sister, so I used them together. To her sister.
How did you know her sister, though? Her sister was a friend of yours, or a relative? Her sister was a friend of a friend?
A friend of ours, yes.
When you say ours, does that mean your brothers?
No.
Through relatives. Okay. Do you remember the marriage date, Mr. Dizzenfeld?
9th of May, 1909.
Okay, how old were you and how old was your wife?
Well, I was 16. I was 23.
Okay. How long did you know each other before you got married?
About a year.
Oh, no.
Not that quite. 9 months.
Okay. Do you think that if you had stayed in Europe, your marriage would have been arranged, a shidduch? That's the question.
Huh?
In Europe, would you have been married by a shidduch, or would you have found your own girl?
No, by shidduch.
Over there, by shidduch.
Huh?
You were married by shidduch here too?
Yeah.
Marriage was arranged. No, I'll fill that in.
My sister.
Okay. Was your wife in the same country in Europe as you?
No.
No.
Different country.
From Russia,
She's a Russian, but not in the same town, though.
Oh.
She's a Russian. She's from Russia,
okay.
too.
Okay. Did any of your friends at that time marry non-Jews, Gentiles? Do you remember in those years? Anybody that you knew that was Jewish that married a Gentile?
No. No.
No. Okay. How would you
do it? You mean in Europe?
No, I mean here. Did anybody you know here marry a Shiks or a Shagetz that you knew?
Oh, yes.
Now, a lot of young couples today have trouble getting along with each other in the first few years of the marriage. Is there any particular problems that you had that you'd care to mention of adjustment
no,
to one
no,
another?
No,
the fact
no
that
problem.
Your wife was much younger than you, did that bother you in any way or bother
no.
her?
No.
No. Who made the important decisions in your home? Your wife. Is this the way it was in the home in which you grew up? In your home in Europe, who made the important decisions? Your father, your mother, do you remember?
They tell you the truth. I didn't remember. I was 4 years old when my mother died.
I see. So, he was 4 years old when his mother died.
His stepmother, yeah. This
was. So, was the stepmother the boss or your father
no,
the boss?
No, father the boss.
Yeah. Now, how many children did you have, Mr. Dussenfeld, and what kind of schooling did they have?
Yeah. Ask the question again.
How many children did you have?
We got four.
Three we had.
Three children, and what kind of schooling did
well,
you
we
have?
Well, three.
Had three children, and all had college education. Did any of them receive any Jewish education?
Yeah.
Did you all go to Hebrew school?
Not all of them.
Boys.
Huh?
Boys. Just boys.
How many boys did you have? Two boys.
Two boys.
And they were bar mitzvahed, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any real difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? Well, obviously they had more opportunities than you did.
Yeah. Did.
And as far as education and...
I didn't have no education at all, but they got a good education.
Yeah. Is there any other way there was a big difference? I imagine they had a better home.
They got better homes.
Yeah. Do you remember having any particular problems in raising your children because you were an immigrant? Did that affect you in any way?
I don't think so, no.
And that about covers all the questions, unless you have anything more to tell me.
No. No.
Okay, I'm just going to check through this thing one more time to make sure I covered all the questions. There's one question. Your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community, you had only relations with them in business. Was it pleasant? Was it honest? Or did you have trouble with them in business?
Europe?
Yeah.
No, but no business. I didn't have a trouble with it.
I mean, you said you worked, did work for Gentiles.
No. I worked for a Jewish man, but the Jewish man had a contractor for Gentiles.
Yeah. Was there any trouble on the job because of the Gentiles?
Well, one time we had some trouble, but then in Europe, we was working for those, like they say in here, one time we went to do the work for not a millionaire, but he had one of them got the 50, 60 men working for him, slaves, just for eating and everything else. So we was working for him. And one time we come for payday, he took a whip.
And beat you?
Whipped us, all of us.
This was a Gentile?
Yeah, a big man.
Your own home, Mr. Dissenfeld, did you carry on any religious observances, seders, observe the Sabbath?
In here?
After you were married?
Yeah.
You carried on? You had your own seders and
yeah.
And observed the holidays and so forth? Okay.